It has been a nice March afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. We've had sunshine through much of the day. The sky is turning a little bit cloudier this afternoon as higher clouds are coming in. And temperatures have been pretty comfortable. It was on the chilly side early this morning, and then highs this afternoon made it up to around 50 in many spots. So in the coming hours, the weather will be very pleasant to maybe get outside and get some fresh air. And this happens to be the final full day of winter, though just about all of tomorrow will still technically be in the winter season. Spring arrives late tomorrow evening, just before midnight, and we will actually see a little bit of snow in some areas late tonight into tomorrow morning, mainly in the higher elevations. And then as we jump ahead to Friday, which is the first full day of spring, it's going to be quite warm as temperatures in many spots will climb up into the 60s. So I guess it's kind of typical of March that we have a variety of weather, and we will see that variety coming up over the next 48 hours. So in terms of the evening weather, I don't expect any rain or snow before midnight. So it's going to be dry this evening, though clouds will continue to thicken up as they come in from the west. After midnight, we will see a mix of rain and snow work in. Odds favor rain in the valleys and snow in the higher elevations. So in terms of accumulation, the higher spots are favored to pick up at least some snow. In the valleys, it's going to be mainly rain, though it may start off as some snow. So even down around the Albany area, there is the potential for at least some accumulation of snow before that transition over to rain. Any rain or snow of a steady nature will wind down during tomorrow morning. We're still going to have clouds and some drizzle tomorrow afternoon, so I don't think it's going to turn super sunny. Temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the low to mid 40s. Then it's going to be a much milder day on Friday with a gusty wind out of the southwest. We'll see a real spring-like feel then. There is the chance for a scattered shower, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday, at least in some areas. Then it will trend cooler as we head into the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, increasing clouds with light snow and rain after midnight, lows in the 20s to low 30s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, light rain and snow during the morning, then some afternoon drizzle, a high of 38 to 46. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, increasing clouds, rain and snow after midnight, lows in the 20s to low 30s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain and snow early, then some drizzle after that, a high of 38 to 46. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds, rain and snow after midnight, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain and snow during the morning, then some afternoon drizzle with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, increasing clouds with rain and snow after midnight, lows in the lower 30s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain and snow during the morning and some afternoon drizzle, a high of 38 to 46. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of clouds and some sun, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, warm and windy with highs in the 60s, and on Saturday, partly sunny, windy, and cooler with highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.